Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Affairs. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. His website, richardallenmiller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, yesterday I spent several hours with a young author. He's degreed, and he comes from one of the finest universities in the world. And he's writing a book about preparedness, and so he had been contacting me for many times, and I've been teaching him about preparedness. And so we decided to meet for the first time yesterday. I've been putting it off because a lot of things have happened here at the farm, but I had a meeting with him yesterday, and we met face-to-face for the first time. And I was sitting across from him at this great big store, and I decided to meet him in a store. And they had a food court kind of area. And I wanted to tell him, look at this gal over here, this obese, overweight gal in flip-flops. And it really, I didn't want to say, look at this, would you look at that over there, look at that. I didn't want to do it because we just met. So I didn't. And then I noticed that, you know, she got whatever sugary beverage she was going to get. And she walked over to a table near us where she joined her mother. And her mother was wearing slippers. Now, when I talk about slippers, I'm talking about these are the ones that have the strap that goes over between your toes and your leg. You know, that maybe a 3-inch band. You kind of push your foot through them. It's a flip-flop almost without the toe part. Like, you would wear these at home. You'd shuffle along. I mean, I wouldn't, but some people do. And I thought, here they are. They're outside. They're walking from the parking lot into the store.
The Walking Dead.
They are the Walking Dead. Right. They're the Walking Dead. And the reason I'm mentioning that is we're surrounded by this. And I took this young man on a tour of the store where you could buy all kinds of things. It was one of these great big warehouse type places. And I said, let's go on a tour, and why don't you show me in the store what you would consider preparedness items that now that you've learned about preparedness, what you would consider buying, money being no object. Why would you choose what you chose? And it was very interesting. And I stopped in the middle of this great big area where lots of people were checking out the registers. And I said, half these people are fat. And it's true. And I'm looking at an article right now, Daily Mail. Global obesity epidemic laid bare. The average life expectancy of Americans is almost 4 years shorter than it was. 4 years. We are falling down, and you can see it. You can see it any store you want to go to, whether there's a membership, whether it's the lowest common denominator like the Chinese factory outlet. It's everywhere, and people are getting sicker. Type 2 diabetes is rampant, and it's because, I believe, people are not paying attention. They've given up. They don't care. They don't care. They want their bread. They want their Twinkies, they want their Little Debbies, they want McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's.
The real problem is that there's mind control on TVs, screens, texting. It is a dopamine hacking is the correct terminology. reality. And they get caught up in this excitement of texting. And 1 in 4 people in Oregon are obese. I personally, in this last 8 months, have lost 48 pounds. I'm not down to weight yet. I'm within 10 pounds of where I was when I was in high school. Now, I'm looking good. However, I'm an old man, which means I've got more fat than muscle. In other words, I don't have the heavy. I have the light. And where I'm going now is a woman called me last night saying, I was at your site. And it turned out she was at my Northwest Botanical site that is over 10 years old. I haven't used that site in 10 years. And she said, I'm looking at synephrine as a way to lose weight, you know, bitter orange. And I said, there's only one way that you can lose weight, and that's by changing your eating habits. And the only way you do that is it takes at least 3 months of counting calories, 1,200 calories a day, so that you are rigorously having to be involved on lunch, breakfast, and dinner. And the second rule is that's the only way anyone will lose weight is by eating 1,200 calories a day. If the second rule is everything you eat must be 10% or less fat, that means these power bars that are for weight loss are running 12 to 15%. They're not good. They don't work. The way you do it is how many grams of fat to total calories. And grams of fat is times 7 divided by total calories, and it's either 10% or less, or it's toxic. And it takes 3 months to change a habit in what you eat and why you like it. Sugar becomes candida. You can smell it. You can feel it as moisture between your crack and your butt. You can feel it under your armpits. You can smell it as body odor. That's candida. And there's only one way to get rid of candida. And that's apple cider vinegar outside and inside, where you are drinking 1 tablespoon 3 times a day. That will get rid of candida. It's sugar. If the problem is you get caught up in a habit and it you don't recognize it, and it's now you think you need it. And texting is how they're doing it, and that was why I opened this talk with video feedback systems, because I developed that technology 50 years ago. And I can tell you, I'm watching it happen now. I am a very unusual person in terms of my length, girth, and width of knowledge base, like you, very special. And I can tell you that they're now using, it's called dopamine hacking. There are software programs that kids get addicted to these gaming, and they can't stop. It's like cocaine, freebasing. It is addictive. They just kept, and they have to do more and more. And that is how you define a zombie.
But you don't have to do it, Rick, and I'll tell you why. I don't have a cell phone. I used to have a cell phone.
I don't have one either.
Well,
I don't like texting.
Okay, here's what I did. So I dumped the cell phone. I dumped Facebook. I dumped checking the internet many times a day. I dumped checking emails. And I dumped answering the phone. So let me give you just one example. So our house is not finished. It's 15 years in the making. And I've decided that it would really, really be nice to move into a bedroom rather than live in a sleep in a sitting room. So we have a bedroom, and it's a really nice bedroom, but the walls aren't finished. So I decided to finish them, spackle, plug the holes where the insulation was blown into the walls. There's like hundreds of holes in this room. I mean, literally hundreds. And I plugged them up with 3-inch plugs, made the boards for it, and spackled them all. It's taken months just to finish the spackling in this one room. So what I did was I didn't bring the landline telephone up on top of the second height or second level of spackling so I could climb off the ladder, get to the second level, and then answer the phone. I'm not answering the phone. So I'm up there spackling. I spackle until I can't do it anymore. Then I take a break and I climb back up. And what I'm saying is I have distanced myself from the phone. And if the phone rings, I go, huh, the phone's ringing. And I keep spackling. That's what I'm doing. And I'm getting more done.
Change that habit of response where you feel a need.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't feel a need to answer the phone. And I'm saying this publicly. Instructors are listening. I'm telling everybody that I will not be on tap 24/7. I can't. And I won't anymore.
And yeah,
won't
and they text you. You know, I have email. I've had email for years. But now Facebook has Messenger. And so somebody wants to talk to me on Facebook, it sends me an email. That email, then I have to go to Facebook. That's two correspondences for one person. And then when you add Alignable, LinkedIn, academia, and all these other social networks, I'm overwhelmed. And it's all about texting. I won't text. I type on a large pad. I don't thumb it. And I will not. I'm telling people now, just an old-fashioned call is the best way to get a hold of me. And if you don't like that, come visit me. Darshan, eyeball to eyeball. That has meaning. And the rest of it is very superficial.
Rick, when I had a job back in the 80s, I worked at a bank, and they implemented an IBM intranet. So, for example,
I remember that.
It's called TOS, Total Office Support System.
With FTP, File Transfer Protocols, and Gopher.
Yeah, and Data General made one, and they had their interoffice communication system. So instead of typing up a memo saying, hey, we're having a meeting Tuesday at 2 o'clock, it's about this, you're invited, please attend, somebody would just do the equivalent of send an email. So it was IBM had it. All the major computer manufacturers of the day in the 80s had this. So it was the forerunner of email. And people would say to me, hey, where were you? What do you mean? You weren't at the meeting. Yeah? What meeting? Well, we invited you and you didn't go. Oh, did you call me? No. Did you put a note in my in-basket? No. Did you put a note on my desk? No. So why did you expect me to be there? Well, we sent you a TOS. You don't read your TOS. Of course I don't read my TOS, because the reason I didn't read my TOS was if it was important, they would have contacted me. They would have told me what it's about. And what happened is companies became more blame-finding. What I mean by that is corporations would say, I don't know who should be at this meeting, but I better invite everybody, because if I leave somebody out, their feelings will be hurt. And so and to prevent that, everybody got invited to everything. And if you went to all these things, you'd never get your job done. And I wouldn't do that, because I realized that I had a job to do. And that's why I was there. I wasn't there to attend all these meetings that didn't make sense for me to be there. So I would say, if you want me to come to a meeting, if you think it's that important, you'll contact me on the phone, or you'll come see me, or you'll leave me a note. Otherwise, I'm not going.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Let's talk about some obvious results that we can easily see of what's happening. There's a video that was suggested by Joanne. She's one of our class here on the broadcast classroom. And she suggested watching a video called American Factory. It's a documentary. Now, there's a General Motors plant that was shut down in Ohio, and the factory workers were making $29 an hour or so, and they were laid off, and as a result, they couldn't find any work. And many of them lost their houses, their cars. Some lived in basements of, you know, friends and relatives' houses. It was terrible for them. Their life was turned inside out, upside down. It was literally terrible. And so they were paid about $29 per hour, many of them. Union jobs, United Auto Workers jobs, $29 an hour. The union protected them. And then ultimately GM closed the factory. So they were without a job, and a Chinese company that made glass came to that GM building. It was left by GM when they moved out. And they started setting up this factory to make glass, and they paid the workers about $12 an hour, non-union workers. And it was very interesting because the Chinese who built the machinery and who brought the machinery over and populated the factory floor with machinery was trying to teach the Americans how it works, how to become an employee in the Chinese culture. And the Chinese were used to 12-hour days. Americans are used to 8 maybe. And if you look at this video, you'll see that the Chinese are lean. They're strong. They're efficient. They don't waste motion. And the Americans are, you know, breaking things, costing the company a fortune. And the chairman of the company is really having a tough time managing the Americans, because they're like loose cannons. They call a meeting with the Chinese, and in the Chinese factory that makes the same glass in China, they have a before shift prep meeting, and they all stand in line. There's two lines, and they count off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 18. Okay, there's 18 of you. Great, we're ready to go to work. Have a wonderful day. And off they go to their stations. The Americans, they have trouble getting them to line up. It's like a bunch of misfits. It's like the black sheep, you know, the Corsair squadron in World War II didn't take direction very well at all. They couldn't be team players. Now, I've talked about us being, you know, all of us not taking direction well, but that doesn't mean, when I say that, I mean that if we have a better idea, we're going to say it. Okay? Well, these Americans are fat, lazy, and they shipped them over to China. They sent them over to China to see how the same factory works in China. And these Americans get there, and they stand out like a sore thumb. And the reason they stand out is the Chinese are all dressed nicely, the Americans are wearing T-shirts, and they look sloppy, and they're fat, and they're tattooed. And you look at the Chinese, they're prim, they're proper, they're glad to have the job, they give it their all. And the Americans, they're just there for the money. It's a completely different culture, and I think that if we keep this up, this sloppy, lazy, careless, reckless behavior of Americans, we're going to lose. We're going to lose to China because they're organized, they're disciplined, and they're all playing for the same team. Our guys are mercenaries. If you stop paying them, they won't show up. And then the Americans are fed up. And they want to unionize, but not all of them want to unionize. Some of them say, are you kidding me? There's no alternative. There's no other job. And then you guys want to unionize and make it more difficult to communicate with management. And if we do that, the Chinese will probably pull out and we'll have nothing. So we'll have won and formed a union or joined a union and killed the company. I mean, that's what Americans, they're not thinking. They're really not thinking. Now, I do understand that top management makes a fortune on the backs of little people, but there can be a balance. There really can. But you got to see this video. It's called American Factory. And it just shows how sloppy we are. We really are. And to me, it's an outrage because we used to be the best. And I'm wondering if we have to fight another country, can we really do it? If you take our technology out and we actually get to run with a battle pack and a battle rifle, are we fit enough to actually carry what World War II soldiers carried on their backs? I don't think so.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region. A move that's drawn condemnation from both parties, who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
it. Take my.
When you go to
the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, do you have any comments about what I mentioned about the Chinese trying to operate a factory in the United States? And management, top management in, from China is throwing up their hands like, I can't manage these Americans. There's two cultures. It's difficult.
That's like Japan. And remember when Detroit started seeing Nissan coming into the America with their work ethics and habits and the way they exercised in between their breaks? It's all cultural. When the United States has gotten sloppy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of slop, you have a question. This could be the kiss of death for a radio broadcast, but let's do it anyway, if you want. You don't have to answer. If you don't want to answer, just say, I'm not going to answer. But I was looking at TalkStream Live. And TalkStream Live is a radio aggregator, and they show who's in what position in rank, who is number 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, up to roughly 100 at any point in time. So this is live information ranking, but there are no numbers saying how many listeners. They know how many listeners, but this is measured on the Internet. And so there, I see, and I don't want to mention any names, so we won't mention any names. But there are radio broadcasts that have the name of the message. So, for example, it might be, and I'm just making this up, the Science Show. Okay, and then there are other names of broadcasts like, and I'm making this up also, the Joe Dokes Show. You know, the person, the broadcaster's name is the name of the show. The Joe Dokes Show, the Mary Smith Show, I'm making that up too. And then the Science Show, the Economic Show, I'm making that up too. So you've been on a lot of radio shows, Rick, and I have, and I've been on some. But the question I have for you is, have you noticed a difference in the type of broadcasting that is done with a person's name being the name of the show versus the subject matter being the name of the show? Is there a difference or not?
Yes and no. I have individuals that I have opinions about. And I'm going to be very good by not mentioning anybody. But there are people that I much, much prefer being with and being interviewed by than others. And everybody that does that has agendas. And so they try to steer or manipulate me toward their agenda. There are very few that actually want to hear what I think. I'm one of the very few people. That's my email, that EU, telling me I just got another undeliverable. You know, I'm watching how everything is broken, and nobody picks up my distress signal trying to say, you have no idea what's going on here. It's terrible. And it is. And I well understand what you must be going through, because I've been also experiencing it. And there's no words to describe it. And I don't think anybody really understands the severity of the problem right now. But California will. 1 million people are off the grid right this moment for a good 6 or 7 days. And as the temperature is starting to swing, watch what happens next.
Rick, we're talking about schools closing. We're talking about primary, secondary, college-level schools closing because of no electricity. We're talking about pumps not circulating. We're talking about sewage treatment plants. We're talking about water pumps that pump water up into the water towers for the municipal water systems. We're talking about traffic lights. We're talking about, boy, I wish I had an electric car right now. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the guy who's got an electric car and he says, okay, look, it's really terrible. Let's get out of town. Oh, battery's dead.
It's going to be a real interesting Hollywood script.
So, Rick, back to that question. Is there a difference, and without naming any names, is there a difference between naming the broadcast, you know, the Science Show, the Economic Show?
When they put their name on it, it's about them. It's not about what they're trying to do.
That's my question. And is there an ego difference? Have you discerned
that? What we're talking about. An ego is a survival coefficient. It is a tool for survival. So it's important. It what distinguishes you from me, ego. And, you know, wounding. And wounds are not bad things. They're what make us unique. And uniquely individual and can be, if you go into biblical references, are blessings from the Lord.
And I was thinking about, and it's not just radio. It's, you know, it might be community, I'm making this up too. It might be Community Chevrolet or Tri-County Chevrolet or Joe Doakes Chevrolet or Mary Smith Chevrolet. And I'll bet it's the same thread that runs through that, naming the company after the person versus naming the company after the area. Precision, and then fill in the blank, and I'm making this up. BMW, Mercedes, Precision Tuning.
Sometimes that has to do with where you're positioned in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
AAA Tools.
Right. Yeah, we have in our phone book here, I don't know if anybody even looks at a phone book, but, you know, we have tire companies that begin with A. We have service companies that begin with A. A1, AAA, as you mentioned. And has nothing to do with other than positioning in the phone book. You're absolutely right. So I was just wondering about companies, egos, names, and I've never wanted to name our broadcast after a person. I just wanted to name it after what I thought we were trying to do. But do you have something very interesting you sent me about an electromagnetic weapons timeline? Can I get some of that?
Everybody gets off on that because John Lilly and the Lilly Wave is coming out of your outlet plug-in in the wall right now. You are surrounded with weapons. And the 5G is an endgame weapon. I think what will ultimately happen is that people will realize it has the symmetry and the potential of it is such that they will. But right now, I'm looking at some new ones. Here's one. Here's a headline. This one. U.S. Marine Reserve units activated for emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning, cites threats in the homeland. Second media. Manpower guidance to activation and deactivation of a reserve component Marines ordered to active duty is ISO defense support of civil authorities. Here's another one. Manpower guidance. Oh, man. This one is signed on 10-3 by, the Marines, the SecNav, MRA, Joint Travel Regulations, DODI, we're about to go into overdrive right now.
This has been in the plans for a very long time, Rick, according to what
I'm
reading.
Here we are, right now, right here, right now.
What I'm reading that you sent me, 1934, a method for remote control of electrical stimulation of the nervous system.
I was in those laboratories doing those studies. What do you think I'm thinking now as a farmer, wanting to be a Quaker up on top of a mountain, living a quiet, simple life?
Rick, that's precisely why we moved to the middle of nowhere. And we're going to have to move again. But the thought that I would like to share with our class is think about where you live and think about how you get out of Dodge if things go bad. Can you get out of Dodge? I submit to you that you probably can't. I submit to you that you're surrounded by neighbors who don't get it. I submit to you, if you're listening to this broadcast, you have very few friends. Very few, if any. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that I talk to a lot of people, and hardly anybody gets it. And the thing that bothers me the most that I'm hearing the most often lately is, well, You know, the blue hair, the green hair. Yeah, times are changing, and we're just going to have to change with it. And the answer is, I refuse to change with it. I refuse to respond to people who cannot communicate. I refuse to. And when I talk to people my age, they all say the same thing, that the younger generation is absolutely clueless. They don't understand what's happening, and they can't comprehend how fragile the system is, the supply chain, how you can't just order something on the internet and have it all automatically show up if somebody didn't build it in the first place. And our young people aren't realizing that it actually takes engineering, it takes raw materials, it takes hard work to make the things that we've made. And it wasn't instantaneous. What we have built, what humans have built, has been evolutionary. You know, we started out with a very simple widget, and then we made a little bit better widget. And then another guy makes an improvement on that, and another improvement. And when I was working for a company that manufactured electronics, it was a large Fortune 100 company. There was a budget. I mean, I was in the finance department, and I knew what was happening based on finance. The budgets of all the companies had a line item for buying competitors' products. So if you worked for Company A and you had a competitor, Company B, Company A would have X amount of dollars to pick the products from competitor Company B and bring them in and look at them and see if Company B had any better ideas that Company A, your company, needed to put in the product. That's what we did. You think that Ford doesn't buy Chevrolets, every single make and every model? Do you think that's the case? Do you think the Chinese don't buy American cars and take a look at them and see if they can improve them? Do you think Mr. Honda didn't come to the United States with a suitcase and buy every kind of carburetor he could buy to figure out who made the best carburetors and then improve on that? That's what happened. That's what made Honda great. They looked at all the competitors. They bought all the products. And they brought them back to Japan to make them better. I saw it happen. Our company, the Asians, bought our company's products.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
RichardAllanMiller.com. RichardAllanMiller.com. Rick, did I understand you to say some broadcasters have an agenda and they attempted to manipulate you? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. I don't know why they're doing it, but yes.
Okay. Have I ever tried to do that?
No.
Okay.
Never. That's one of the reasons you have remained my friend and I have remained loyal in trying to help you with your agendas.
Mm-hmm. Well, my agenda is really simple.
Yeah, it is. They're very simple.
We're volunteers, and we know we're going down. We know we're going down, and the plan is that some of us are going to come out a little better on the other side than if we know what's happening and if we prepare. And I'd like to see some people come out on the other side okay. That's what I'd like to, and better. And those are the people who are going to be rebuilding. And I'd like to see that happen. That's the agenda in a nutshell. I've never said it that way before, but that's really it. Not everybody is going to make it. Those who plan will probably do better than those who don't. There will be some good luck, if you want to call it good luck. Some people are just going to be in the right place at the right time and survive just because of circumstance. But I think that we are way better off preparing. And I look at what's happening in California, just shutting off the electricity. I mean, who was in that room where they said, well, I don't know, what do you think? I'll cut the power, that's what we'll do. We'll just shut it off. Who was in that room? Who made those decisions? And I'll bet it was a committee. And you can blame the committee rather than go grab that individual and say, you killed my grandmother. You killed my mother. You killed my father. You killed my child who was on, who needed electricity for medical treatment. And you shut off the power and you killed him. I mean, that's coming. I mean, those stories are going to come out. And, you know, and I was listening to commercials. And the commercials are, and this is not just on any particular network, but if you listen, you're too fat. Is the IRS beating you up? Are you unhealthy? Can't sleep? I mean, that's a lot of what's happening in commercials all over. And it's true. It's true. So back to your document, World War II, 1945, just after World War II, the Allies, that would be United States, Russia, had discovered that the Japanese had been developing a death ray, utilizing very short radio waves focused into a high-powered beam. They tested this technology on animals, 1945. And then, in 1953, your document says, John Lilly, when asked by the director of the National Institute of Mental Health to brief the Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, National Security Agency, and various military services on his work using electrodes to stimulate directly the pleasure and pain centers of the brain. They wanted to know.
And guess what that's called today? It's called the Lilly Wave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was there, I'm watching it happen, and I'm trying to let everybody know what I know and where I'm coming from, because you do not want to participate in any of this. It is television. I remember when the CIA said, mind control? No, we don't need mind control. We have TV. Hey, kids, what time is it?
It's howdy doody time.
There it is. Read it and weep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in 1965, a death ray weapon, let me say it a different way, a death ray weapon was developed by McFarlane Corporation, described as a modulated electron gun X-ray nuclear booster. It could be adapted to communications, remote control and guidance system, and electromagnetic radiation telemetry and death ray. 1965. So, Rick, these 5G towers are going up. I can envision people
you notice
with
that all your new automobiles, when they drive near one of those, their guidance system, their GPS, goes out of alignment and has to be recalibrated.
Yeah,
that's
and eventually
just the beginning.
And eventually, I can see what'll happen to prevent people from plinking at these 5G towers when they've had enough. And by the way, class, I cannot recommend that on the air, so don't think that I'm recommending that you shoot at these things. I'm recommending that you don't. Well, I can see what's going to happen, that these 5G systems will be required for the automobiles to work. I can see how they tie that in so people don't blink at the towers. So they say, well, you know, I can't do that, even though I don't like these 5G towers, because my car won't work and I really need my car. And even more important than that, I need my cell phone. I can see it. I can see it happening. We're dumber than a box of rocks. The GDP, through their ignorance, is taking us down. Right here, right now, and we're watching it happen. And there's no reasoning with them. They are the GDP. Any quick comments, Rick?
No, that just about wraps it for this day.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same station. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardALANMiller.com. Best above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.